Welcome to BlindBargains.com coverage of CSUN 2015. The biggest names, provocative interviews, and wall-to-wall exhibit hall coverage. Brought to you by the American Foundation for the Blind.
VisionAware.org is a free, easy-to-use website for adults with vision problems. If you're having trouble seeing and don't know where to turn for answers, VisionAware provides you with expert solutions and advice. Learn about your eye condition. Get practical advice for working with vision loss. Discover how to keep doing all the things you love to do. Find help, hope, and connection at visionaware.org.
Hey everyone, it's Joe Steinkamp from the Blind Bargains Podcast. Did you know that we have a weekly Apple column? It's called the Apple Rundown, and it's in our articles section there in the news page of blindbargains.com. It goes over all sorts of links that are happening in the world of iDevices and Macs each week. Also, while you're there, make sure you check out our classified, our deals section, and other news that we post there, blindbargains.com. Be sure to read that in the app as well. Remember, iOS and Android also have their own Blind Bargains apps, and you can keep up on our podcast, our news, and our deals right there in the very palm of your hand. And now let's run off to CSUN 2015.
Now, here's JJ Meadow.
We're here at CSUN 2015 at the VICT Consultancy Group. I'm here with Paul Warner. He is the founder and lead developer for VICT Consultancy. And looking at a product that we talked about a little bit on the podcast last week called AT Prime. Paul, welcome to Blind Bargains.
Thanks, JJ. It's great to meet you after all this time.
Why don't you go ahead and explain to me what we have here?
Well, AT Prime is really quite new and revolutionary. I'm calling it an accessibility optimizer. And I've had to come up with that description because really there's nothing else like it. So what it does, it works in the deep in the heart of the Windows operating system and any applications that you're running to dig out information which screen readers can often miss, and it passes that to the screen readers to make the applications and everything that you're using not only more accessible but incredibly easy to use.
So you say it works deep in the heart of the screen reader, so you're referring a lot to dialogues and things that were not accessible previously, right?
Principally, it starts by making controls accessible through the keyboard in a very, very easy way.
Sure.
One of my goals actually was to abolish the need to use special navigation modes, such as the Joyce cursor, or object navigation if you're using NVDA, or mouse simulation. Sometimes you have to use special keystrokes to get to a control and activate it. And really, there's too much to learn. So AT Prime is an attempt to do away with all of that and just make everything accessible out of the box.
Sure, this might be better illustrated. You actually have a laptop here.
Yep. Well, what we've done is I've programmed a simple little program with some controls in it which display different types of accessibility problems. And we can go through it without AT Prime running so that you see what the problems are.
Excellent.
And then we'll run AT Prime and see what the difference is.
Let's do that.
I'll just do an insert tab. We're using NVDA on a Windows 8.1.
But the screen reader doesn't matter, right?
The screen reader doesn't matter. Right. This works with any screen reader, from Narrator up to Jaws. So I'm going to do an insert tab for the first control.
This is a standard accessible checkbox. Checkbox focused, not checked.
So just as a reference point, the first control is an ordinary standard checkbox.
Okay.
No problem with that. I'm going to press tab.
This text is replaceable. Checkbox not checked.
Now this is another accessible checkbox. It says in the text, this text is replaceable, and I'll explain why we've done it that way. You'll be able to replace the text with AT Prime later on.
Okay.
I'm going to press tab again.
Standard button.
This one is just an ordinary button which you've labelled standard button. Again, it's accessible. There's no real problem with it.
All right.
I'll press tab again.
AT Prime demonstration edit. Unknown.
Now, it's given the window title, AT Prime demonstration, but then it says unknown. What is this control? No idea. I'll tab to the next control.
AT Prime demonstration. Button.
Which is just says button. Good. I press insert tab.
Button focused.
Button focused.
It's not accessible at all.
It's not accessible. I mean, you might be able to activate it if you press enter. But we don't know what it is.
Right, you could guess, and maybe after a process of elimination, but still.
Yeah, you could ask someone who's sighted, blah, blah.
Yeah.
I'm going to press tab again.
This is a standard accessible checkbox. Checkbox.
Now you're back to the beginning.
Correct. So in this form, NVDA has landed on five controls. three of them were accessible in the sense that we knew what they were for. Two of them, we have no idea of what they do. So what I'm going to do now is to launch 80 Prime and we'll see what the difference is.
Yeah. 80 Prime Loader icon through 80 Prime Loader window. Items view list. Add Prime Loader.exe to a... 80 Prime Loader. Close
button. That's it running. I'm going to switch back to the portal.
80 Prime Loader icon. 80 Prime Demonstration icon. 80 Prime...
And I'm going to press Insert tab.
This is a standard accessible checkbox. Checkbox focused not yet.
Now, if a controller is already accessible, 80 Prime doesn't do anything.
Right.
With it.
There's no reason to touch it.
Indeed. I'm going to press tab.
This standard checkbox has no keyboard access. Checkbox not yet.
This is new. NVDA didn't know that this one was on the screen. I'll press Insert tab again so you hear it again.
This standard checkbox has no keyboard access. Checkbox focus not checked.
And I've designed it so that it says the standard checkbox has no keyboard access. The 80 Prime has automatically given it keyboard access.
Okay.
You just tap to it and it's there.
Right.
And I'll press the spacebar. She said, press it again.
Not checked.
So you can interact with it. Normally you would have to use object navigation and possibly, you know, mouse clicking to do that, which means that you would have to learn how to do that and even know in advance that that checkbox was there, that you were missing it. You don't have to think about that at all. With 80 Prime, you just tab around the screen and the inaccessible controls suddenly appear. I'm going to press tab again.
This text is replaceable, checkbox not checked.
Now, that was the second control when we went through it the first time.
Yes.
I'm going to Alt-Tab to the application, the 80 Prime application window.
Add Prima Loader icon to a 80 Prime Loader. Close button.
I'm going to tab.
List. Save button wall. Roll edit. Edit multi-line. Blank. Preferred name colon edit. Selected, this text is replaceable.
So this is just a very rough idea of what the user will be able to see if they launch the actual GUI, the window of 80 Prime, and so they can look at information about the current control. At the moment it says this standard checkbox has no keyboard, this text is replaceable. I'm going to delete
selection
that, and I'll just put in JJ.
Okay.
State edit, help text, value edit, blank. Close button, save button, all button.
Save button, going to press enter, and I'm going to alt-tab back.
80 Prime demonstration. JJ checkbox not checked.
And there it is.
And there it is.
Now, some screen readers have modes where you can relabel icons and things like that, but of course that's only one specific screen reader.
Yeah. Now, NVDA does not have that at all.
Right.
And there are others, of course. And given that this will work even with Narrator, you can see that in different ways, 80 Prime is bringing a lot of power to whatever screen reader you have.
Sure.
I'm going to press tab again.
Edit button. Your username is.
Now, this is an edit box that says your username is. NVDA did not read this out at all. In fact, what we had designed was a static text label that says your username is, and then next to that would be another static text field, which would then give you the result of a variable. And in both cases, we designed it to be completely inaccessible. But for the very first time, 80 Prime will allow you to tab to a static text label. And once you're on it, because it's been converted into a read-only edit box, you can go through it with your arrow keys.
U-R-U-S-E-R-.
Okay? So
right.
Any text in a message box, no matter what size, you will now be able to tab to it. And you will be able to copy it using normal...
Now, would that be an option that you would turn on or off, or would it just always...
It will always be there. If you don't want all of these text boxes to have... text controls to have keyboard focus in the future, you'll be able to hide them.
Okay.
So that you're not having to tap through multiple controls in a dialog box or on the screen. So you can build up a profile so that you can skip easily past the ones you don't want to hear, and you'll be able to save them. And 80 Prime will load them automatically. I'll press tab again.
Eddie Beedon, ABC 123 Dev.
Now that's just a demonstration of the username, if you like. So you can imagine your username is ABC123DEF.
Right.
And that's a second static text control which 80 Prime has made accessible. And again, you can arrow through that.
BC123DEF.
And you can copy it, if you want, to the clipboard. which...
So it's getting this information off of text that's on the screen, or...?
The text is on the screen, but you would have to access it using something like the JAWS cursor or the review cursor in NVDA.
Right. Yes.
Again, you would need to know that the text was there. You would need to know how to engage object navigation.
Right.
And as you know, as a trainer, JJ, you know, not everyone learns these things.
Yeah, and if everything's a different way to access different commands, if everything is just you can tab through it.
Yeah, and each screen reader has different ways of doing it.
Yep.
AT Prime gives you one way of doing it, and that one way is an ordinary Windows way. You just tab and press arrow keys.
Now, what about screens where, you know, a lot of times you download an app and you realize you can't do anything because you can't tab anywhere, or maybe it's just a bunch of graphical icons on the screen, or maybe it's not even printing text at all. Are there ways around that? Are you going to be able to work with some of those apps?
Yeah, sure. I'll show you the next thing before I address that directly. I'll press tab again.
Standard button bar. Standard button bar. This is the help text for the standard button.
Right. Now, remember there was a button called standard button?
Right.
If a button has help text, AT Prime will automatically read that out.
Okay.
I'm going to press insert tab and let you hear that again.
Standard button bar, this is the help text for the standard button, button focused.
This is the help text for the standard button. So that's been something which has been quite difficult for blind people to access.
It may be there in a tooltip, but usually it's not easily discernible.
Yeah. So if there's any help text at all, AT Prime will read it out.
Okay.
And the power of that is later on. I'll show you. Press the next key.
AT Prime demonstration edit. Unknown. This text will not normally be read by a screen-reader since it is contained in a control which has no window handle dot.
Now, this is a real first. This is revolutionary. This control was designed to be a windowless control. It has no window handle, which technically is an identifier that Windows would use to interact with it. And normally, screen readers have an absolute nightmare of a problem trying to get information out of a windowless control. We're actually using a third-party tool.
Okay.
Which isn't normally used for accessibility, but I'm able to grab text from a windowless control and make that accessible, which is a first. I'll press tab again.
AT Prime demonstration. Button. Thunder RT6 command button. Thunder RT6 command button bar. This is the help text for the unlabeled button.
Right. Now, remember that at the end of the form, the first time round, it just said button?
Right.
This, because it has help text, it's reading out the help text as well. It also is giving some codes and things because it's, you know, really gone into Windows and dredged up some codes using the programming of this button. I'm going to switch back to AT Prime Loader, which is the title of the program. It won't be called that when the product comes out.
At Roller Loader icon tool for AT Prime Loader. Save
and
button.
I'll tab.
Roll edit. Selected push button. Edit multi-line. State edit. Selected focused focusable value. Value edit. Close button.
Oops.
Value help text state edit. Selected preferred name colon edit. Blank.
Right, so it's blank here. We didn't have a name for the button before. But let's just pretend that this is a print button because the help text is said. You know, the help text could have said something like, click here to print the current document.
Right.
So I've now put the word print in the
state edit.
The edit
help
box.
Text edit. Value edit. Close button. List. Save button.
I hit save and then go back.
AT Prime demonstration. Print button.
Then
print
it says
bar, this
print
is the help text for
and
the unlabeled
then
button.
The help text for it.
There it is.
So in a situation where you might have needed sighted assistance, if say for example if you were using JAWS, yes you've got a prompt labeler, you've got a graphics labeler, but sometimes you need sighted assistance to tell you what's there so you have the information which enables you to label it. But if it has help text, you know,
you
that will be read automatically.
Sure.
Now your question about graphical buttons. They come in two forms, really. Some graphical buttons will have the text of the name of the button appearing as graphics. Now, with JAWS, with NVDA, possibly with the others, I don't know, but you can use optical character recognition with them. Okay?
Yeah.
But you need to know, A, that there's a control there to recognize, and B, how to use your OCR. And then to know what to do with the text once it's been displayed. Again, although these tools are there in these screen readers, not everyone knows how to do that.
Well, it's a lot of non-standard user interface stuff. I mean, like I said, the example where you have an application with nothing that you can tab to, you're kind of lost with, you know.
Okay, so the first thing that AT Prime will do with a graphical control is give it keyboard focus. The next thing it will do is it will look for help text. Now, normally, if you have just a graphical control, they almost always come with help text because there's no text there for people to read what it is. It might just be a graphic. So the developer really does need to give it help text. And if its help text is there, AT Prime will read it out. You just tap to it, it reads it out. And if you want, you can give it a specific name.
Does it have to be standard Windows controls, though? If they did go and a developer did a whole custom user interface and everything?
If it's completely custom, we are able to give it keyboard focusability as an ongoing process, which we couldn't show you today, but we're using things like artificial intelligence, object recognition, to enable us to reinvent the control in real time.
Okay.
And so even if we can't specifically give accessibility to the original control, we can generate an accessible copy of it, and you can then interact with that.
Right. Do you anticipate, I see a potential use case looking at it, if you have various screen readers, and would you create, custom files for different applications once, with proper labels that could be shared between AT Prime users, or...
Yeah, interestingly, I was asked about that by someone who saw the software just before you. At the moment, it's not going to be in 1.0. I want to see what the demand is out there, because it will actually be very easy for each user to do that, because the help text will be there, the information is all there, and it's a matter of personal preference for the user to bother to label it, given that the label will be read in addition to the help text. It's up to them whether they want to relabel it. And secondly, what they call their control might mean something to them subjectively, but it might not mean the same thing to someone else.
Sure.
So that's the difficulty in sharing. Obviously, because it is a cloud solution, it gives us the ability to organize a general community of resources like that. And I think that's probably an exciting way for this to go forward. And if people want that and think that's a good thing, of course we'll build it.
So you mentioned version 1.0. So what's the timeline here? Or when do you anticipate this being available? And what's it going to cost?
Well, looking at the third quarter of 2015, so hopefully by October, there will be a product out there.
Yeah.
Because it's a cloud solution, and because I don't want people to get into this terrible thing that we often get stuck in, of having paid a lot of money for software, and only then, on a yearly basis, pay more money just to update it. It's probably better just to spread it out. So it will be biannual subscription. There will be two price levels, one for organizations and individuals. Blind people will get discounts.
Okay.
So we're talking about an annual subscription of significantly less than $100.
Okay. And then an organization, like a site license price or something, would be available. I'm sure you're working those type of things out.
Well, if for example, they want a government agency, whatever, wanted to buy the whole thing without doing the cloud thing, we come to some bespoke arrangement. That sort of thing is not unknown in the industry. That's a commercial detail that I'll attend to later on. But at the moment, my focus is on the technology and getting that ready. And you'll be the first to know, JJ, when the product hits the market.
It'll be an interesting thing to follow, for sure. And I will definitely look forward to hearing from you and getting updates. Speaking of, how can people learn more or get updates and follow the progress of this?
Well, yeah, you can go. If you want to just go to the homepage of our website at VICT, that's V for Victor, ICT-consultancy.co.uk. And on the homepage there, you'll find very quickly there's a link to the AT Prime page. And on that page, you can subscribe to a newsletter. You just put your details in, and we will then send you a newsletter once the software is ready to be released.
And is this going to work in all versions of Windows that are current? Or?
That's the goal, yes, because I'm quite conscious, particularly in the developing world, that despite the withdrawal of support by Microsoft of Windows XP, there's still many people who are using XP.
Mick from MVX was just saying the same thing from VDA. They're still supporting it because of it.
Exactly. And so that's my goal, is to enable people all around the world, whatever their income scale, whatever hardware they've got, whatever operating system they have, at least in Windows anyway, to be able to run this. And so far, what you've seen today is runs on XP, it runs on 32, it runs on 64-bit. And I want to keep it that way.
It doesn't. No administrative rights needed, or
not at the moment. But I mean, if there might be some things like that which crop up in the development. But that's something for us to deal with, JJ. It's not a major issue.
Okay, sure. Awesome. Hey, thank you so much. We definitely look forward to filing more of this. But thanks for coming out, Paul.
You're very, very welcome, JJ. It's nice to talk to you.
Exclusive audio coverage, visit blindbargains.com or download the Blind Bargains app for your iOS or Android device. Blind Bargains audio coverage is presented by the AT Guys, online at atguys.com.
This has been another Blind Bargains audio podcast. Visit blindbargains.com for the latest deals, news, and exclusive content. This podcast may not be retransmitted, sold, or reproduced without the express written permission of AT Guys.
Copyright 2015.